So let us be grateful on this day of September the 6th that we have now come a full half year through a tremendous problem, challenge, and collective confrontation with the needs to be more careful for one another and more caring, more loving, more connected, what, even though, ironically, we're keeping our distance. I was just noticing something when I was picking up a few things at Walmart early this morning. I was sitting there finishing off a cup of coffee that I had just picked up at McDonald's. Don't care for their food, but their coffee is awfully good. And just sitting there watching the way I do. And I was noticing couples walking from their cars to the door holding hands. And I would say maybe 50% of them were holding hands. And I thought, I don't remember seeing this. Did somebody just get married? And then I came to my senses and realized these are middle-aged to older couples, probably not newlyweds at all. And in the past, I would have noticed couples walking sort of together, but maybe one a little in front of the other, one to the side. Sometimes the man putting his hand on his lady's back, but, you know, not much public show of connection or affection. And I thought, you know, it just really swept over me. I think caring for each other, even under all of this stress, has brought all of us closer together. I didn't see this 6 months ago. And that just really touched my heart, seeing that one little change. Okay, that's just a little thing, but it's really, I think, a big thing. Jerome, I'm going to open your line. Hello and greetings to you.
Ah, nice to hear you again. You sound great, and I'm going to hold hands with my wife here, too. And blessings to everything you do and for everybody that's with us today. And all I ask for is a prayer for our whole family, because we're all together in a fantastic time, but the time and space is one of light, compassion, love, peace, and joy. And Yeshua helped us all along the way, and you are too. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's my joy and my pleasure. And the fact is, sometimes hardships do bring us closer together, because we appreciate each other more. We get to having those thoughts, oh my goodness, what if I didn't have him or her, or the kids, or my parents, or my sister or brother? What if they were gone? Yeah.
Oh, and we did a...
for granted when life is good.
We were out today.
But life is actually life always good.
Yeah, we were walking 4.2 miles through the forest today. And it was
really
the most fantastic time to see the trees and the forest and the birds and everything of nature that reminds us of all of creation. So, and you do too, so thank you.
Oh, you were so blessed, Jerome. I'm glad you did that. Wow.
Yes.
And you know, actually, nature provides vital key things we need for our immune system.
Yes, 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 does it ever. And watching it and watching the trees are starting to change color now, and I'm looking at our bird feeder and all the birds there are eating the food, so it's just adventure with nature.
Yeah, they're stocking up.
Thank you for everything.
Okay, well, thank you, Jerome. I really appreciate always hearing from you. And I'm going to open the line to Jean Marie. Hello, dear.
Hi, Glenda and everybody. Hey, just a big gratitude because I put out last week that I was looking for a vehicle, and on Tuesday I got a really nice 2012 Kia Sedona, and I am truly, madly, deeply in love with it.
Oh, great.
And I got it from a trusted source, and one owner, and he knows the owner, and all is well. I love it.
Yeah, prayers are wonderful, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. And also just a continued ongoing blessing for my health.
Okay. Okay. You know, some prayers do need to continue because the fulfilling of the prayer is sometimes a process.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it just requires patience, like with your car. The universe and your community of friends had to have time to kind of move that little kaleidoscope around to where a car showed up in the picture. And sometimes that's what it takes. But there are also processes that are necessary. And it's important to not lose your faith, just to stay with your prayers, stay with your confidence, and continue with the protocol.
Right. Yeah, with the health, I have taken charge myself, and win, lose, or draw, that's just the way it's going to be, and appreciate the help from everybody.
Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine, but now lift that voice up just a little bit, okay?
Pardon me?
I said lift that voice up just a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, yeah, just ongoing, and bottom line is I'm going to live until I die, so be it.
That's right. Well, you said something everybody needs to realize. We are all going to live till we die. The only question is, how are we going to live? And how much gratitude and joy will we put into it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my dear. Well, you're blessed.
Continue on. Thank you so much for everything.
Oh, yes. Thank you too, Jean Marie, because, you know, when we communicate our blessings to other people, it helps to reinforce their faith and their patience and their understanding that God is listening. Just because he hasn't answered yet doesn't mean he hasn't heard you. It does, and we think, well, you know, if he could create the universe in 7 days, why can't he answer my prayer in 7 minutes? Well, the thing is, when the universe was created, he was working with a blank slate. Okay, now we're working with an incredibly complex configuration of life. And sometimes things just have to be moved around before other things can be moved into place, because everything is tied into everything, and to move anything too quickly out of place could hurt something or somebody else somewhere else. So when we pray, it's really important to add, thy will be done, and that I understand that my request must be worked into the fabric of life. Show me how to do that. And that way we form a partnership. And I think it's a really good thing to do.
Got it.
Okay. Well, Jean Marie, you were the last one on our board. I don't know if that means we should just go into our blessing, or with someone wanting to talk but just being polite. If you do want to say something, now would be your time. Star 6-1. Oh, okay. Here we go. We've got a bonanza. June, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. I want to send greetings out to everyone. This is a time of blessings and hard things. So, you know, today's been a wonderful blessing for me in so many ways, but I just heard that my sister may have been exposed to the virus. And there are many people who are also in the same situation. And I would like to hold everyone up in prayer who's working with the helping people in any capacity in our country, in our world, and those who are dealing with the potential illness and everything that it entails.
And but we have them. We have your sister in our prayers, and
yes.
We'll direct a blessing toward her.
Yes, thank you.
And you too.
Thank you very much, Glenda.
Your courage is a blessing to those you love.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Nancy, I'm opening your line. Hello, dear.
Hello, Glenda. Good to hear your voice this Sunday afternoon. Glenda, as you were talking about the complexities of our world right now, I've been reading the latter part of Love Without End again, and I read the part about how things function and what the relationships are. At the center of the wheel, a little bit out, and then all the way at the rim, where at the center there's perfect synchronicity, and then
exactly.
A little further out, mutuality, and then cause and effect. And and I've been thinking about what we're going through in our country, and we really are out on the rim where cause and effect is the major interactions that and the major aspect of what's going
on. Exactly. And it's very where the rubber meets the road.
Exactly.
Things are very complicated.
Yeah, so
you're saying
duality.
You're just using a different image to say the same thing I did when I said in the beginning God created from a blank slate. Well, that would be the center of the wheel.
That's exactly. That's why I braced this.
Exactly. It's the same. It's the same progressive reality.
Right.
But it's a different image.
I love the wheel. Too. And I realized as you talked about more and more people holding hands, sign of mutuality. That's a sign of better communication.
Yeah. Did I lose you? Nancy, for some reason you just came disconnected. So if you want to log back in, I'd love to talk with you some more. And I'm going to take Tony's call in the meantime. Hi, Tony.
Hi there, Glenda. Hi there.
Hi.
I have an ongoing healing thing that I want to mention. Judy's mom is continuing to do well. She's kind of moving into a different place now with her healing, but she had surgery a couple weeks ago, and she ended up having to spend more time in the hospital than they had planned, but that ended up being fine, and she's doing pretty well. she's 82 and she's a little bit, I think she's still a bit overwhelmed. I was talking with her this week. So she's still trying to sort out exactly what's going on and what she needs to do. But, I kind of have the feeling that she's just, she's going to be fine once she kind of gets her bearings. And, I know that there's a lot of, love, and that these blessings as well, are pouring in and helping her. So I'm very grateful for that. And I want to continue to do the blessing for Judy's mom. Her name's Venus. And,
okay, we will.
And Judy's dad is Alan. And, so they both kind of need, you could imagine they're both kind of, stressed out and a bit disoriented by the whole thing. But they're doing
well. You know,
well.
I have something to a little point of experience and wisdom to add mm-hmm. to your comment that I think will be appreciated by many, many people on our line, because I know from looking at the names on our board that we've got a fairly large community of people over 50. And a fairly large number in their 40s. And mm-hmm. I just want to say that just about I've been through now, I'm working on my seventh decade, and I watched my parents go through their decades. My brother and sister were 14 and 15 years older than me, so I watched them go through their decades. And I have found that just about every decade, and I don't mean it by the 10-year mark, it could be by the 7-year mark, the 6-year mark, or the 12-year mark, but somewhere in there, in that vicinity, there is a new platform of life that, you know, it's kind of like at a certain point, you're not going to procreate anymore. So, life does its adjustment. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, at a certain point in life, you're not at least supposed to be lifting heavy loads. So life doesn't spend your vital energy building muscle. Now, that doesn't mean you're not supposed to stay strong and healthy and be able to walk a mile. But after a certain age, pumping iron is just really a waste of energy. It's not what you need to be doing. Mm-hmm. And it goes for even the way our immune system functions. It goes for the diet that our body wants. Diets that used to be really good for us when we were young don't seem to do any good for us when we're 70. Mm-hmm. And I have noticed that I've had a confrontation with critical mass every time I was ready to go into a new platform. Like around 2010, within a couple of years, two hip replacements. And then I was like a youngster again, but different. You know, I had my legs back. It was totally successful. I had to go through the therapy, and that wasn't fun, but once I got through it all, I had a new life, but it was different. And I had adjusted to life differently. But I was good for another 25 years on those hips. And then 5 years after that, I went through another thing. Same kind of critical mass, but the same kind of combination. A critical mass comes up. We get through it, then we stabilize. Critical mass comes up, we get through it, and then we stabilize. But we stabilize to something new. I watched my mother go through this. She started about the age of 40. And I swear, every 5 years, she would be virtually a different person. And I don't mean that in the schizophrenic sense. I just mean in the sense of how she did life and how life did her. She was like a different person every 5 to 6 years. And it was always preceded by some critical mass issue that came in that forced her to take a new look at herself. And it may be the body's way of putting its foot down and saying, hey, come on, I'm not 20 years old anymore. It's time for a nap every day at 5 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I don't listen very well because I like to continue being 20 years old. Really, I'm not a good listener at all. So when it's time for me to listen, usually the body has to pick up a stick and hit me on the head. And that's, I'm going through some of that right now. okay, well, I guess that... Nancy never made it back in.
Yeah.
Something must have come up in her life that took her off the line for a while. Well, yeah. We certainly are going to offer our blessings to you, Nancy. Oh, there you are. Okay. I wanted you to be able to finish, Nancy, and I also wanted to thank you for your wonderful contribution to Spirit of Church. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. I so appreciate it. I just dropped the line somehow, but I got back in easily, so.
Okay.
I think that's a good signal. I'm supposed to stop talking.
Oh, well, we do get signals like that in life. Yeah, we do. But
we
I always
do.
Love everything you have to say. It's always uplifting and informative, and I so, so appreciate you. And
thank you, and
I just want to thank everyone who supported us in our summer sale because it really, really made a difference. During the lockdown, so many people were really holding back on their cash spending, and I don't blame you. I was too, but we were kind of crippling along in our business. So thank you for coming back and purchasing our product. And I just wanted to say that Spiritus Publishing is owned by Spiritus Church. Everything goes to Spiritus Church. And then, if there's anything left over, I get a salary check. So it all goes to Spiritus Church for everything the church needs. So whatever you buy from our store, you're helping to support our church and the work we do around the world, and we are literally working around the world, working. Our hope in this next year is to be able to be publishing in other countries because that will allow local people to buy our books. Right now, the biggest prohibiting factor for our customers is international shipping. So it can be twice the cost of the product. And I just cry when I see that. And I don't know if I'll ever be able to solve it with the oils because I hand blend all of our oils. And I hand select them all. So what you are getting from these oils is an elixir of blessing. And it's not only pure, it's the best. You can get essential oils now pretty inexpensively, even in the grocery store, even on Amazon, even on at Walmart. But if you've ever opened one, you know, you buy one, you open it, and you kind of go, ew, and you wonder, and then you look at the label, and it says it's 100% pure. Well, I'll tell you what that is. Yes, it probably is. They're probably not lying. But, let's just say there's this plant called lavender. And there are many parts. First of all, plants are just like fine wine. A lot depends on where they're grown and what kind of season they were grown in. If it was a poor season, and the harvest was really bad, those are going to sell for cheap. okay? It's still pure lavender, but it's kind of like box wine. Okay. Then after that, there are different parts to the plant. There are flowers, there are leaves, there are stems, and there are roots. And all of these are used by distillers to make essential oils. Now, in the ancient days, when essential oils would be the cost or the price of a year's living, they only refined the flowers. The Book of Solomon, the Song of Solomon, tells about spikenard that was used as a gift to the bride and how sweet it was. It was gorgeous. It was so lovely and so sweet. And I'll promise you, if you can find any spikenard that you can afford, it will smell horrible. Horrible. Which is why we don't offer it anymore. That's why we don't. Well, spikenard was also used to bathe the feet of Yeshua the night before the arrest. You think she would have bathed his feet in something that smelled horrible? No. She bathed his feet in the essence from spikenard flowers. Okay? Now, those essential oil from the flowers is now selling at the distiller price, which has to be marked up at least double to the distributor and another double to the wholesale. Keep this in mind. And then the retailer's got to make a profit. So now chalk all that back down to the distiller. The distiller's price for spikenard flower essential oil is $4,000 for 1 ounce. That's why we don't sell it anymore. I don't want you to have the bad stuff. And if you can find it anywhere, it's going to be the root. And it's just horrible. Horrible. And it's not what Mary Magdalene would have bathed the feet with Yeshua with. We used to be able to get the flower. And we're hoping that we will again. But spikenard is not a perennial. It's an annual, which means it's an equity crop that is grown in certain parts of the country. And as that equity crop, it's kind of like a grapevine. It's an equity crop. You don't replant the vines every year. And as that equity grows, it can produce more flowers and more flowers. Well, the countries where it was grown went through a number of travesties, from humanitarian travesties to freezes, droughts, and wars. The fields were wiped out. And it will take a while to get the spikenard growing back again to where we can get flowers that are affordable to us. So that's, I know that's a digression from the blessing, but actually in a way, it's a historical remembrance of one of the most famous blessings in the world. The blessing of Mary Magdalene to the feet of Christ. And it was with spikenard flowers. And that's why we don't carry it right now. We could get it. If I wanted to shock you, I could do a screen capture of a page of some of these rare oils. You just would be blown away. I came across one, not spikenard, it was another rare one. $46,000 for 1 ounce. Yeah. There's an auction that happens every year, or three times a year, in Dubai. And you have to pledge $1 million up front, cashier's check, and it has to clear before you're even given a ticket to enter the door to bid. And if you don't buy at least $1 million, you're never invited back again. this is where the Dior perfumers go, the Chloe perfumers go, and so forth. This is where, this is the kind of money they put out. But most of these perfumes are actually, you know, perfume. I don't use perfume. I don't like it. I hate it because it's extended with pine tar, literally, and lion urine, literally, and then alcohol and other things that I don't want to put on my body. And these things are used to accelerate the fragrance. But a lot of people don't care. And in certain parts of the world, the uber rich will pay that kind of money to have these fragrances. So that's just an example, a background of what we're dealing with here, trying to find for you the very best that I can get my hands on, that I can pass along to you. And it's not like anything you can find commercially anywhere. So, Nancy, thank you for opening up the line for me to have a few moments. I don't know why I wanted to say that. I guess I was just led to talk about the blessings the earth has given us. And yes, they have been exploited by the super rich and wealthy. And that's why we can't have some of them right now. But we'll get them back. We just have to be a little patient. Okay, so we have a caller, another caller. Is it Brian?
Hi, Glenda. This is Wendy speaking. I'm Brian.
Oh, Wendy, hi.
Hi. I just really appreciated what you said about the essences and the oils. I had bought Rose recently. I don't know if you sent it to me in Canada, Montreal, Canada, and Christ sent, and it's absolutely a wonderful blessing every day. So thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Rose is so pure. I've looked for rose oil, and I've never smelled anything so close and beautiful and pure.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And you won't. You will not find it in the commercial market.
No.
Because, and I think the reason I was called to give you those prices is because sometimes we need to understand why things are not what they say they are when they come down to a price level we can afford.
Right.
And it might still be rose. And they might not be lying about it, but it might be rose root.
Yes. Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I've tried to find rose because I love the smell of rose, and I've never been able to find anything like it. So, thank you. It's beautiful.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
The other thing I wanted to thank you for is that I phoned you about my son two or three weeks ago, and you gave me, like, a parable of the dam. I don't know if you remember it, but...
Oh, yes, I do.
I wanted to tell you the next day I went biking with him, and we ended up at a dam with him and his granddaughter, so that was a very encouraging sign for me. But the reason I'm calling you today, Glenda, is we have a nephew named Simon who's such a dear, sort of exuberant, fun person, and he has cancer. A very aggressive cancer of the lymph system. And I wanted to, a lot of people are thinking of him. He's not part of any kind of a religious or Christian community, but he needs a blessing, and I just wanted to put his name out there for a blessing.
Okay. What's his name again?
Simon. His name is
Simon
Macnick, but his name is Simon, yeah.
Okay. It doesn't matter what his last name is. We just want to make sure we're focusing on him and on your son. And thank you for, you see, the fact that you saw that dam, that was somebody speaking to you.
Absolutely.
It really was.
Yeah, I came back and I told Stephen, you won't believe it. I just Jasper and I just went for a bike ride, and we ended up at a dam. So, yeah.
You know, and actually, it's true about everything in life. It's one of the most important reasons for us to be patient, and that is to build up accumulation. Mm-hmm. Sometimes accumulation of energy, accumulation of ideas, accumulation of connections and support, and time for the world and the universe and nature to build up its resources to support you.
Yes, and to put my faith in that, Glenda, that's what
I'm going
to do with all my heart. And I really,
if a beaver ever shows up as your power animal, you'll know what its message is.
What's that?
I said, if a beaver ever shows up as your power animal, you'll know what the message is.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes I have dreams about building up. I'm at a stream, and I'm gathering logs and putting them across the stream, and I know exactly what that somebody, an angel, God, Yeshua, somebody is telling me. Just build up your resources.
Yes.
And sometimes that's really what it takes, because we're here to deal with reality.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, God could change anything with a snap of his fingers. But that's not the job we were put here to do. We were put here to help him create reality. Mm. And to advance the creation of reality. And to develop reality in a better way, into the best, most possible pattern it could grow into. And think of the generations that will follow after you, that will harvest what you set into reality. And every time we are made an exception to reality is a time when we don't do our work.
Hmm. That's right. That's true. Yeah.
So it's a privilege. I think it's a privilege that God stands by watching over us but lets us do our work. I think that's a privilege, really.
It is a privilege. And I want to tell you another thing. We saw a beaver. We went to this biodome in Montreal as part of my birthday, actually, but with my granddaughter and son. And there was a beaver. So we're right on with all of these messages. And it's amazing. So thank you so much, Glenda.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to get
that. You are a blessing to my husband, Stephen, and I, and we're so happy to be able to connect with you each week like this. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm glad to do. I look forward to talking to you. Okay. I think everybody is getting a little impatient for us.
Yeah.
We just need to mute all the lines so we have no background noise and get into our blessing. So everybody find your sweet spot. Find your comfy place and feet on the ground, hopefully, because remember, a lot of your blessings come up from the earth. A lot of your blessings come from heaven. So, unless your religious protocol requires that your head be covered, have your head uncovered and have it pointing toward the heavens. That's why I actually prefer to sit up or recline, because it puts my, you know, if I'm lying down, my head's going to be facing the headboard. And, I like to, at least if you can't sit up, prop up with some pillows, okay? But now, let's just be quiet. Do whatever's comfortable. God will get through the headboard. Don't worry about it. We're getting ready to receive a powerful flow of energy. and it will flow simultaneously in two directions. This is why I don't want you to cross your arms or your legs or your hands, because you want the energy to flow up and down simultaneously, and it will cross over in your heart at times. Not always, but it does pass through your heart. So most times that I've been able to see it, there's a little spark that happens when it crosses over. It goes right on down or right on up, whatever its pathway is. And this energy comes from the Creator, is conveyed by the Holy Spirit, and sent to you by the love of Christ. And with the Trinity, there is love. There's faith. And there's a blessed reality. Nothing comes from me except the connection. I'm a connector. And our other blessing givers, we're connectors. We're like lightning rods, you might say. Or satellite disks. We're like a satellite disk on the roof. We're going to make sure that this divine and earthly flow of energy is translated into the human frequency. Just like there's energy being sent in all kinds of frequencies around you right now. And some of it comes from CNN News. Some of it comes from the Disney Channel. But until you're tuned in to whatever Netflix or whatever you're wanting to watch on your TV, you don't get it. So we are the satellite dish that picks up the signal. Not that you couldn't receive it directly, but it might be a little scrambled because your body is picking up all kinds of energy from the environment. It's picking up energy from the world. It's picking up noise from the world. It's picking up thoughts from people around you. It's picking up thoughts from people thinking about you, or even things you've set aside to do later. Those are all your pets brushing against your legs. You got all kinds of energy around you. So we want to help screen out those forms of energy for the moment and focus on this Trinity, divine triune energy, that it may come through you and clear out the dark passages and open up all of the energetic passages of your body to light and love and clarity and goodness, connection and innovation, ideas and abundance, that you may have the best in life in the best possible way. And if you're not really careful, when this is over, the world will come rushing back in on you, which is why we say, after the blessing is finished, go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Let yourself become the blank slate that all of this is written on, so that you can form it into a pattern of consciousness, body, heart, emotion, soul, mind, and even the aura around you. Just allow this to become a new kaleidoscope pattern that you can tune into anytime you want it. And this is also why we say, come back again. It's only a few minutes out of your day on Sunday, and it costs you nothing. It gives you everything, costs you nothing. Our gift to you. Okay, let's get started. Blessing givers, will you stand with me? And Yeshua, we thank you for already being here with us. In the hearts of each person, in the life of each person, and standing with each blessing giver to perfect all of their gestures and actions, thoughts and words in performing the blessing. We thank you for the blessing of life. We thank you for everything you've already given us, which our Father created from the beginning of time. We thank you for helping us to find our gifts. Kind of like on Easter Day, when we celebrate your resurrection, we go looking for Easter eggs. And the Easter eggs were hidden millions of years ago by our Heavenly Father. Help us to find them every day. Help us to find a new Easter egg, whether it's a friendship, health, prosperity, love, ideas, connection, whatever. Help us to find a new one every day. And help us to feel the guidance every day of the Holy Spirit, so that we are not just moved around like butterflies in the wind by all the push and shove of the world or the storms of the world, but we're moved by the Holy Spirit guiding us through the storm as if it was not a storm at all, taking us to the center of the storm, the center of the wheel, the eye of the storm, to where we can be in perfect grace as we look for those Easter eggs. And we ask that you be with those who haven't yet learned this beautiful, beautiful privilege that we've all been given. We ask that you would open up their pathway to discover that everyone on this earth may begin discovering all that has been given to them, that they may each grow. We can't expect that everyone would just become everything overnight. But in our faith, we believe, as you have taught, that every single form of life can find its next best step in life. And we ask that every single form of life find its next best step, its next best way to eat, to live, to sleep, to commune, to connect, and to create a life for itself. That we can all be experiencing upward mobility towards something better than what we have now. And that we know that we can do this by loving one another and receiving the gifts of God. We thank you for showing us this with your life and continuing to remind us of this always. Amen. Now we will begin. You begin your prayer as the blessing givers and I convey the energy. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and receive. Finish receiving. I wish you a wonderful week, and I hope to see your name on the board next week. Come back for more. There's always enough. Bye-bye for now.